In Alaska, voter turnout rates have ranged between 59 and 66% since 2000, when a presidential candidate is on the ballot. But in midterm election years, that number drops to about 51%.
It's always hard when you try to define an issue for somebody else.
That's Alaska Representative David Guttenberg. He served in Alaska's legislature for 12 years. He says this year, Alaskans could buck the midterm election trend and turn out in higher numbers.
I think this is going to be a strong election year here, a strong voter turnout. I think, you know, it's all about getting your people to vote. Doesn't matter what the polls say. If your people don't vote, you don't win.
In November, Alaskans will choose a new U.S. senator, a new governor, and they'll decide on ballot measures that could legalize marijuana, increase the minimum wage, and require the legislature to approve future large-scale metallic mining operations. As well, there are a number of Alaska Native candidates running for state legislature and lieutenant governor. Steve Guinness is the executive director of the Fairbanks Native Association. He calls this year's election critical for Alaska Natives.
Well, I think we're really at a crossroads. You know, we have the governor's election coming up. We have the Senate races coming up. All these people can make major shifts in policy in the state of Alaska. And, you know, I think that the Native community needs to be at the table.
2 years ago, redistricting added between 25 and 30 Alaska Native villages to the district David Guttenberg represents. He says it's challenging to convince Alaska Natives in rural villages to vote.
You know, and they're always far away. They don't pay attention until it's right in their face.
But Guttenberg says there are some issues that draw voters in even the most rural of places.
Their issues are hunting and fishing rights, sovereignty, and energy. So it's what is affecting their lives daily. It's food on the table. It's heating their homes. It's who make the decisions on their lives.
If the candidates and ballot measures aren't enough to draw Alaska Native voters to the polls, perhaps translated material will. This is the first time in history voters who speak Yupik and Gwich'in will be able to vote in their indigenous languages. Reporting in Fairbanks, I'm Emily Schwing.